Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Justice Department watchdog is slamming the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, over its handling of an email probe into former presidential candidate and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. That story now from AP's Sagar Magani.
The Inspector General's report into one of the FBI's most consequential probes in recent times singles out then-Director Jim Comey, calling him insubordinate and his actions extraordinary. It criticizes Comey for publicly announcing he recommended against criminal charges for Clinton 4 months before the election, and then for alerting Congress days before it that the investigation was being reopened. But the report says there is no evidence Comey was motivated by political bias. Sagar Magani at the White House.
While people around the U.S. hit the streets protesting against separating children from their parents at the border, Republican lawmakers are crafting an immigration bill that would end family separations. Under the recently announced zero-tolerance policy of President Trump's administration, children and parents who cross the border together are separated. This is because the adult is at least temporarily placed on a detention facility, while current law says children have to be placed in the least restrictive setting. The U.S. state of New York is suing the dissolved President Trump's Family Charitable Foundation, claiming he engaged in persistent illegal conduct for more than a decade to benefit his personal, business, and political interest. Mr. Trump, in a pair of Twitter comments, quickly called the lawsuit ridiculous. The lawsuit seeks $2.8 million in restitution. This is VOA News.